Well, this morning, a little out of the norm of the order of service, some of you just got whiplash because he didn't move. I want to take just a couple minutes and explain to you or talk you through a little bit of what is this thing called Advent. I hope I don't come across, I'm not talking down to you by any stretch, but again, I realize many of us, I mean, I grew up in a pastor's home. I knew of this thing called Advent, but really had no clue what it was about, because again, it wasn't how we expressed and recognized the Christmas season. Some of you maybe grew up in some mainline denominations, and it was. We don't have the wreath with the candles, and we're not going to light a candle each week and that kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with that, but that is typically one of the many ways in which these few weeks are observed. But as I was thinking about it, of course, the idea of Advent, like many things around this time of year, has been a bit commercialized. How many of you have an Advent calendar in your home or grew up with an Advent calendar in your home this time of year? Yeah, several. Okay. We did too. I remember fondly ours. My mom had made cut out this like felt tree, you know, and there were little pockets on the bottom and a little felt ornament. And there were three of us, three siblings, myself and my sister and my brother, and we all took turns, you know, putting the ornament of the day up on the little felt tree. And then ultimately the star went up on top of the tree. And of course, there's many different ways. A lot of times it's a box and you open each door and maybe there's a little treat or something inside for especially children to enjoy this time of year. But what is it? Why is Advent a thing? Well, in reality, as I have thought about it a lot over the last several weeks, three words come to mind. Anticipation, expectation, and even desperation. Because as we look at it from a religious point of view, a theological point of view, that's really the origin. That is really the birth of it. As the decorations begin to appear around town in our homes, the excitement begins to build. And this year, boy, did they come out early. Nothing wrong with that. What we celebrate today as Christmas has a long and storied history. Again, normally Advent in the denominations is associated with the liturgy and a very programmed, very planned set of services and even within the services. And again, it's not a wrong thing, but in evangelical churches, that's not typically the approach. The history of Advent is somewhat uncertain. The earliest recognition that, or earliest realization of it that historians can direct us to is about AD 380 at the Council of Saragossa, where it's first mentioned. And the reason is because there was a great theological debate that was occurring within Christianity at the late part of the fourth century. And as they met, they realized we need something, we need a tool, as it were, a program, as we would call it in these days, to direct the minds and hearts of our people around the Christmas season to really what it means. You see, sometimes we think that the commercialization and the lost meaning of it is a new thing. It's not. It's hundreds and thousands of years old. By the time they got to the 6th century, it was really a fixture on the religious calendar. And it has stayed. I guess one of the easiest ways to explain it is Advent is to Christmas what Lent is to Easter. That lead-in, that build-up, that time to be able to kind of reflect and really prepare for what is to come. And of course, Easter is, you know, I think all of you know here that's the high mark date on the calendar. I mean, that's it, right? Without Christ being raised from the dead, we're still dead in our sins and we're still helpless and hopeless. But Christmas too, what a wonderful celebration and time to think about the gift of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Dr. Ryan Reeves, in an article about Advent, wrote it this way from a historical explanation. For the first 2 weeks of Advent, the church would reflect on the second coming. Disciples would chasten their hearts, confess sins, and spend time hoping for the quick coming of the Lord. The last 2 weeks of Advent would then transition to focus on the first parousia, Christ in the manger. And so it is for us, as one writer put it, a double-edged season. It is looking ahead to his return, but it is also then looking back with thanksgiving and joy to his first arrival. Really, for us, Advent is rooted in Acts 1:11, which we have studied here in our recent study. As Jesus ascends from the mountain that day, and the angels look back at the disciples, and they said, "Why do you stand gazing up into the heavens?" And they said this, "This same Jesus will come back." Advent, the expectation of his return. The writer of Hebrews captures it in chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, and he says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." That's Advent, the anticipation of his arrival. The world is broken, hurting, and desperate. The next 4 weeks will build with anticipation as we walk together the path of Advent. It's our prayer that through the service this morning, you'll not only sense the need, but that your heart will be able to focus on the theme of hope. And so we begin singing together this morning the Christmas prayer, "O come, Emmanuel."